Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the 12th week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, and the preaching is entitled, Who Am I?
Judge not that you be not judged, for with the judgment that you pronounce, you will be judged, and the measure that you give will be the measure you get. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, Let me take the speck out of your eye, when there is a log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. In this reading, the hypocrite's fault lies, of course, in choosing to judge another while neglecting to evaluate his or herself as sinner among sinners, no better than any other. The message is direct, and the crowds who heard it could not fail to understand why Jesus chose the eye as his primary symbol. Seeing is all important. If you have an impediment in your eye, you do not see anything or anyone accurately. And if seeing means understanding, as it often does, one of the persons you do not see accurately is yourself. When Jesus strongly advises his listeners to first take the log out of your own eye, isn't he urging them to seek self-knowledge? Because if you refuse to know yourself as you are, to see yourself as you are, with all your faults and weaknesses, who might you become but a hypocrite with a false self? One who has chosen to live your life not by accepting your place in the community, but by exalting yourself over others. The prayer of Francis of Assisi, Lord, who are you and who am I, is considered by some to be the holy inspiration for our human search for self-knowledge. Francis always recognized himself as a sinner, yes, but a precious and valuable member of the community of sinners, not as one who is called to judge others. What has happened to that communal relationship in our 21st century world? Why is there so much criticism and condemnation? Why do so many need to defame others who do not see as they see? A large percentage of the American Congress and several candidates for office seem to prefer a false climate of accusation to any sort of positive relationship. Their work ethic in valuing winning over everything has, I believe, introduced a new paradigm into politics. No longer does truth embody the absolute standard against which we measure reality. Rather, truth has become a flexible means to an end, a tool to be used to serve the fantasy that reality can become whatever some want it to be, as long as they repeat the lies often enough. Yet self-knowledge can have a positive side. Listen to Beatrice Bruteau, who has been called someone with an alternative worldview, featuring the incomparable value of each person and the community dynamics of mutual respect that follow from that view. Jesus would agree with Beatrice when she says, quote, before you can tell people to love their enemies, you've got to convince them that they themselves are more than what the enemy attacks or threatens or diminishes. You've got to convince them that they are really children of God, transcendent beings who are loved and sustained, that they are secure, that they are free. Then they will be able to relax their clutching hold on their small self, who is threatened by enemies, and be able to love in turn. Close quote. We can only pray that following her hope, complete self-knowledge inspires our community neighbors to remove logs from eyes and defeat hypocrisy. And of course, to vote.